Matt speaking.
Hey, this is Matt. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff.
Hello, Russell.
Hey, so I was able to find your guys' file here. It took me a moment to find, but yeah, I spoke earlier with both Gina and Anton. Like I said, they both gave me your number and told me that you'd be interested possibly in some either equipment financing or some working capital.
Now, equipment financing we would look at.
Okay, well, how soon are you looking to actually get a piece of equipment there?
I don't know, probably the next 30 to 60 days.
Okay, and what type of equipment? You said you were seeing, you know, some forklifts as well as a few other pieces, right?
Forklifts, pultrusion machines, laser markers, reel-o-matics, or wind-up winders. That type of stuff.
Okay, so do you have an idea on how many pieces total you're looking for, and is there
how
maybe
about in dollars terms? It's about 1.2 million.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is there any priority list in the sense of, you know, if you can't get all those pieces of equipment at once, you know, in order that you'd be trying to acquire them?
It just depends on when stuff becomes needed.
Got it. Okay. And how much do pieces like, well, I guess you just already said the overall.
Pultrusion machines are about $200,000 a piece. The reel-o-matics are anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000, depending on what you do to them. The laser machines are about $120,000.
Got it. Okay. And you purchase all of those new, or do you get any of them used?
Mostly, almost all that stuff is new. Also, forklifts.
Got it. And how much do the forklifts usually run you?
About $30,000.
Got it. All right, just taking a couple quick notes here. Yeah, so do you work through a particular vendor when you do decide to, you know, acquire any new equipment, or do you kind of shop around a little bit?
We shop. It's always different.
Got it. And you typically do finance, though?
We haven't in the past, but we're looking at it.
Oh, so this would be your first time doing some financing for these pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other part, too, is it needs to be an operating lease. It cannot be a capital lease.
All right. Well, yeah, so I think, you know, since we offer both the, you know, equipment financing as well as the working capital, you know, we can focus on just the equipment rather than, you know, just trying to put cash in your account and having you purchase through it that way. You know, we can set you up on our equipment financing, you know, with the, you know, we typically do 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. And yeah, we're usually able to do, you know, mid single digits for, you know, rates on those guys.
Mid single digits. That like 5 or 6%?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Typically, that's, you know, what right. I pretty much see him going for. But so have you looked into financing before, or is this kind of, you know, just a...
No, we've looked into it. Matter of fact, somebody we actually got all the way down to getting ready to sign an agreement, and they decided they wanted the ability to approve our mergers and acquisitions, and we told them you don't get to do that.
Okay, got it. Well, yeah, so, you know, just to let you know a little bit about the different factors that, you know, kind of do end up affecting our terms as well as rates and everything, you know, we do kind of base our equipment financing as opposed to the capital. It's pretty much based off of your credit as well as, you know, a few other things. So how would you rate your credit over there? Pretty good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, it was we're bought out of bankruptcy. We're in an improving credit.
Got it. So you'd say somewhere in the middle then?
Yeah, we're kind of getting to the point where, you know, we actually have about $50 million in revenues now.
Yeah.
We went through a really difficult period where we didn't have any money. Now we've kind of worked through that, and that's what we got.
Okay, and how long you guys been in business for?
Since August of 2011.
Okay. So let me write that down. So August 2011 here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. So, I mean, have you thought about, you know, what would happen, you know, if you aren't able to acquire these pieces of equipment?
Look, just because we finance it doesn't mean that we could buy it.
Yeah. So, well, so that's what I'm saying. It's pretty much, you know, going to happen either way then.
Yes. It's, you know, you're just a conduit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, you know, that's what we're here for, and I understand that. You know, I'd love to become a future resource for you, so.
Okay.
All right, well, it sounds like the equipment financing is definitely, you know, the road that you want to go down right now. And so, like we were saying earlier, you're kind of waiting a little while. You're doing a little just forward thinking right now, but you're not expecting to actually get the pieces for, you said, maybe a month or so?
Maybe a month.
Okay, well, how about this? Do you want me to shoot you over our application so we can kind of get going on the application process?
Sure,
for
I'll
this?
Do it all. Just send it to me and I'll take care of it.
Okay, cool. So I'll shoot you over an email right now. It's going to contain the application itself. It's just a one-page application. And then do you have a quote or invoice for, you know, the different pieces of equipment you're looking for?
Not at the moment.
Okay, well, we can still, you know, go ahead.
I can send you stuff that shows different things. Here, I got a laser thing that we just bought that I can send you.
Okay, well, yeah, so that's the thing. As long as you have, you know, a pretty good ballpark estimate on, you know, what the different pieces are going to cost, we can, you know, come back and get the quote and invoice later and add it to the app package. But, you know, we can definitely get it started right now. And then the two other things we're going to need for that is just, you know, 6 months bank statements and then most recent tax return.
Okay.
So I'll shoot you over that app right now. What's the best email for me to do that?
mnatalizio@ctcglobal.com.
All right. Can you spell that first part for me?
M is in Mary, N is in Nancy, ATALIZIO.
And then at, you said it was CTC?
Global.com.
CTCglobal.com. All right, so I'll shoot that over to you. And then as soon as you have all those documents ready, you know, you can choose either to email those or fax those over to me, whatever's easier for you. And then as soon as I get a hold of those, I can send them over to underwriting. And what's nice is we can do it pretty quick and get you approved in as little as 24 hours. And, you know, if you do decide to, you know, accept the fund, it's, you know, you can do it as short as 48 hours.
No, we don't need that type of turnaround, but anything would be helpful.
Got it.
Okay-doke.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll shoot you over that email right now, Matt.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.